Welcome to 2022 Battlefield America. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv. And in this docuseries, we're going to be interviewing Steve Quayle, author and expert who knows what's about to happen because he's been writing about it for over two decades. In this docuseries, we're going to be talking about cyber warfare and its impacts on domestic America, social chaos, the vaccine die-off, biological weapons, war with Russia, the global currency reset, and even cryptocurrency crashes. We're going to cover transhumanism, demonic influence, and infestation of our world leaders, as well as the collapsing food supply chain, starvation, famine, and increased desperation in America and around the world due to the events that are being weaponized against humanity. Each episode of this exclusive docuseries is free to view, and it's available on Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv. So let's jump right into part one, the European theater of war and the risk of world war with Russia. Welcome to this documentary. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com, and today we are joined by our special guest, who joins us for the entire documentary series here. Steve Quayle, welcome to this broadcast.
Well, Mike, it's really important that we're filming this and getting this produced right now, this film, to go into the public mindset and to be presented to the public, because we're dealing with events that have never happened before. We're dealing with world events that are escalating. We're dealing with calamities. We're dealing with everything that you and I have done, basically conferences together on, individually. You've written hundreds, if not thousands, of articles. I've done 9,000 plus hours of trying to get people to see, and it used to be in the future tense. Now it's present with us, so I consider it an honor to be on screen with you.
Now, what we're going to focus on here, Steve, is the events from 2022 through 2024. And I'd like to start with your take on what are the most imminent threats to human civilization, to the integrity or the sustainability of civilization as we know it. And we are recording this in mid-December 2021. You and I both know that there are imminent, major, earth-changing events, civilization-changing events. So if you could please start there with an overview of what's on your mind as your top concerns, and I'll ask you questions to dig deeper into those subjects, but go ahead with your top concerns in the near future.
Well, Mike, one of the things that's really on my mind, and I think people have got to see it, is the globalist desire to destroy the food chain, both at production level and at distribution level. And I want to talk about volcanism, because there's all of this talk about global warming, but you can look at the history of the world from a climatological standpoint and find out that anytime there are volcanic eruptions that are taking place, i.e. like Mount Pinatubo, like Mount Semeru, and especially right now, La Palma in the Canary Islands, people are not aware of it, but global dimming, D-I-M-M-I-N-G, and I'm talking about the sunlight actually being withheld from the planet. And you made it a statement, and I told you, I think this is the Soylent Green statement. Soylent Green was obviously a food source made to people, a movie by the same name, but they're trying to kill photosynthesis. And that's really what they're going to do. And photosynthesis is what makes everything on this planet live. And now, again, Mount Pinatubo, when that erupted in 1980, it lowered the mean temperature of the planet 1 degree. And now I've had climatologists who I know, they're running computer simulations, and I'm trying to calculate the next amount of, if you will, degree cooling, because again, we are historically, 1815, we experience a year without summer. And I think it's really interesting that biblically, we're talking about the times of great darkness. People would put that into a spiritual sense, but they got to understand, when you cut the sunlight, you cut the growth of the planet. So the thing of manipulating the climate, I think that's the most important thing right now. Geoengineering, weather wars, and the destruction of humanity. So we're going to cover a lot of stuff, but that's my hot button.
Okay, let me add some data points to what you just said. Also, I'm going to credit you with coining the term terror-forming, not terra-forming, but terror-forming. And I think you and I would both agree that's what we are under right now. Now, just to connect the dots on what you said, I think it's Mount Tambora that erupted in 1815, leading to the year without a summer, which was 1816. All over the world, there was massive starvation, famine, crop failures, climate changes that were devastating, even to Northern Europe and all over the world. And at that time, they did not even know why less sunlight was reaching the surface of the planet, why crops were failing, because not everybody knew that this massive volcano had exploded, in the previous year. So as you're saying now, we have these volcanoes. There's the La Palma volcano that could potentially erupt in a major way, the ejection of particulate matter into the stratosphere would cause the global circulation of these ultraviolet ray blocking particles that are suspended in the air for 1 to 2 years, causing global crop failures. And that would lead to massive famine. And one other point is that Germany has just decided to pause the Nord Stream 2 pipeline from Russia, which is a natural gas pipeline. Natural gas through the Haber equation or the Haber process is used to convert hydrocarbons into ammonia, NH3, which is the basis for fertilizers and food crop production all across Europe. So it seems to me, I'll hand it back to you, Steve, it seems to me that the leaders of Europe are deliberately trying to engineer a fertilizer crisis that will translate into a food crisis that will translate into a geopolitical chaos crisis. Would you agree with that assessment?
Well, absolutely. And as we're recording this, war between Russia, and this is critical to understanding because of the whole oil presentation to Europe, but the war with Russia is no longer just a war and rumors of war, Mike. What we're seeing is the flying of nuclear bombers on Russia's border, and we're seeing the escalation of Russia challenging U.S. aerial assets. And why is this important? I think I want to put into context for everyone that there has to be a fake world war. It won't be a fake world war, but it will be a fake Armageddon scenario. This is going to be what I called hyper war, because it's going to be over in a matter of hours as far as targeting. It's going to be absolutely devastating. And within a week, whatever's left, there's going to be a call for a global leader. But most of the, in my opinion, I would say most, 99% of the world leaders are globalists, they're Luciferians, and they're dedicated to the extinction of the human race, of course, with the exception of themselves. And we're seeing that, obviously, in the vaccination of children, women of childbearing age. We're seeing it of infants. And you and I have talked about this extensively. It's the disconnect between humanity not seeing the end of humanity and the entire global geoengineering and weather wars that are happening in the United States right now are designed to accelerate the extinction of mankind. Jesus said, if he didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, none of us would be alive. No human being would be alive. So these globalist Satanists, and they are Luciferians, all in their same, if you will, group, are going to initiate World War III. Even chemtrail pilots now have come forward with headlines that are on the news today in the alternative news saying, this is an extinction-level event. And then when you have the people that are promoting what, and I call it, and there's nothing else to call it, but injecticide by injection, murder by injection, that's not my name, but a famous book by that exists. What we're seeing and complacently agreeing to is the end of our heritage as human beings, because the transhumanism movement will move in. So, you know, this is important. And I want to make it clear again, the most powerful statement you ever made, and I believe it's really powerful, is the fact, probably the most powerful, is the fact they're trying to kill photosynthesis. And everything in the ocean food chain, everything on the terrain food chain, Everything needs photosynthesis. And you and I are carbon footprints to be done away with.
All right, you've touched on a number of subjects there, Steve. We're going to get into transhumanism in more detail today. I'll share with the audience right now that IBM has just announced a quantum leap breakthrough in microprocessor architecture and manufacturing design that will allow the Skynet-style artificial intelligence supercomputing systems to fully surveil and control humanity. So that has just been announced as of December 14th, 2021 on PR Newswire by IBM and Samsung. We're going to get into that later today. But from what you just said, Steve, allow me to just add some more data to that, which is the Haber equation, H-A-B-E-R. This shows how you convert hydrocarbons into fertilizer. This feeds 3.8 billion people right now. This is about half the world's population. And if you were trying to depopulate the planet, if you were going to target the third world for total depopulation, you would attack the food supply because they suffer from food scarcity. And to do that, you would have to shut down fossil fuels pipelines, which is exactly what Biden is doing and what Germany is doing and what's happening all around the world. And then if you needed to attack and depopulate first world nations, you would do it with a fake plandemic, and you would convince people to line up for depopulation injections of toxic bioweapon vaccines. So these two go hand in hand, the first world depopulation and third world depopulation via starvation. Both of those things are happening right now. But getting back to what's imminent, Steve, I'd like your assessment of where things stand right now with Russia, with Eastern Ukraine, with Belarus, also in the Black Sea, what's happening there. And let me lead off by asking, is NATO trying to provoke Putin into a kinetic response? Is Putin just trying to say, leave me alone? Or does Putin also want this war? What's your take on that?
Well, I would say this. Putin has right now, as of this date of this recording, initiated a global diplomatic move to all the members of NATO and to all of the governments that are, let's say this, friendly to NATO, telling them, these are our demands. If you do not meet them, we will act militarily. I'm seeing the most powerful Russian spokespeople. So I don't believe he wants war. You know, and I'll tell you why. President Putin, just for the record, Russia doesn't have any problems with their wheat crops. Russia has 25% of the world's fresh water in Lake Baikal. And most people don't understand, there's already skirmishes, but the Russians have built hypersonic missiles. And this is a big deal, Mike, as you know. Hypersonic missiles are owned by three countries now, and the United States is not one of them. Hypersonic missiles are possessed by Russia, by India, and by China. And Russia and India just signed a joint development agreement to, you're going to love this number, to basically build hypersonic missiles that fly at Mach 18, which is over 13,000 miles an hour. And they just signed it. The United States has no hypersonic missiles. The Soviet Union throw weight of their warheads is 25 megatons. Ours are measured in kilotons. We have basically aircraft-delivered nuclear bombs, but the vulnerability of the electronics and the aviation, for instance, of the F-35 is so, how do I say this, archaic in its architecture that under the communist, and these are my words, presidencies that have preceded these days, we basically are watching the destruction of all of the leads we used to have, and we never kept up with even the situation of radio frequency weapons, and Russia has proven over and over again, and I think you, if you're going to go up against an enemy, you better bloody well, and you better, you know their capabilities, you know, basic Sun Tzu of, war, making war is really critical. So, you know, I understand that diplomats have hand-delivered, as of this date, specific Russian instructions to basically stand down, step away or else. Now, you've seen the articles too. They're not kidding. If you go too far, they're saying, we will respond militarily. And let me just explain something to everybody. This is so critical, Mike. Thank you for letting me go here. Russia has reserved the right to use battlefield nukes if the battlefield commanders feel that the Russian troops are in great jeopardy. The United States has no such position. So again, when I say this will be the shortest war in history, it's because the globalists will not sit by and allow Russia to challenge their world leadership. And as we're talking today, this is really, the United States, let me be more concise, is sending thousands of pieces of artillery into different places in what used to be former Eastern Europe to be airlifted into the Ukraine. Now, here's the thing. We've had a senator and a president, Lion Biden Hayden, and I basically, Let's Go Brandon is too soft in my opinion, but, people get offended. But the point being is he just threatened to nuke Russia, this is in the last 24 hours, and also cut them off from the SWIFT system. The SWIFT system, ladies and gentlemen, is how nations transfer money, individuals transfer money across the world. Number one, Putin cut himself off on purpose from being subjected to the internet and to cyber attacks against him, because Russia has an intranet, not an internet. But SWIFT is not controlled by Russia. So in essence, Mike, it's my contention that as we're doing this broadcast, taping this broadcast, recording this broadcast, I'm in the old days of tape, the bottom line is that it couldn't be more dangerous. People say, would you liken it to the Cuban Missile Crisis? I said, no. Because in those days, destruction was 20 men. Now, look, I want people to understand. Biblically, they talk in the scriptures prophetically about sudden destruction. And this is why I think it's really critical that people put this into a end of days context. And I got to tell you, Mike, if people will willingly cooperate with their own destruction of not only their body, but their children's body and their grandchildren's body, on a non-scientific basis, they will not accept what you and I are talking about today until I'm sorry to say it, too late.
Okay. As always, Steve, you have a vast amount of knowledge on all of these subjects. You're covering a lot of ground. We do have time in this documentary to explore many of those topics that you just mentioned. We're going to get to them one by one. I want to bring it back to Russia real quick because I have another question for you. And some additional data. Now, I understand your timeline of this. I mean, things could heat up. There could be kinetic conflict in January with Russia, correct?
Correct. You know, the Eastern Orthodox, Russian Orthodox Church, celebrates Christmas on January 7th. Obviously, we're on the 25th. And one of the most important things that people, I think, are losing track of, at what point do threats and counter threats and the disregard for all of the military movements, at what point does Russia send a message? At that point, when they send a message, how does NATO respond? And Mike, all of Western Europe has already embraced, if you will, a philosophical platform of denying anything biblically. I'm talking as a whole. And in essence, they're members of the United Nations, and they want the arrival of the Antichrist. And what do we hear? We heard last week Prince Charles make an announcement that the Man of Peace is here. You have to have a war. Now, when will it happen? I don't know. But when could it happen? I think it could happen prior to January 7th.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me mention the motivation for the United States to initiate this war or provoke this war with Russia, which is that before the midterm elections take place, coming up in, obviously, November of 2022, during which the Democrats know they're going to be completely politically slaughtered based on current polls. And the frustration with inflation, rising food prices, all these things that are happening in America. The American people are really fed up with the COVID lockdowns, the mask mandates, the vaccine mandates, all of it. So Biden needs a wartime emergency so that he can declare a state of war and a domestic wartime emergency in the United States because America is at war with a foreign superpower, such as Russia or perhaps China or perhaps even both. So I want to put that on the record here with you, Steve, so that the American people know that Biden wants a war and the Democrats need a war because they can't allow the midterm elections to take place. Secondly, they need an excuse to cover for the disastrous domestic economic policies that have led to this mass inflation that's actually more than 25% right now in terms of consumer goods. You're losing about 2% per month in the purchasing power of dollars that you have sitting in the bank, 2% per month, because there's massive looting by the central banks through their fiat currency money printing operations that are only accelerating under Democrat control. They recently approved a $2.5 trillion increase in the U.S. debt ceiling. Now, a lot of rhinos went along with that as well. So it's not just the Democrats. It's the kleptocrats class in the swamp. But a couple other things, Steve, and I'll turn it back over to you. Let us not forget, when it comes to Russia and Europe, Germany needs the natural gas from Russia. Otherwise, Germany will have a gas shortage. A lot of people will freeze, and it's not just Germany. There are many other nations there in Western Europe that are going to suffer a heating shortage this winter, and they're going to freeze. Secondly, Ukraine needs to make money from the transit fees of the pipelines that currently go through Ukraine. Those pipelines, which are bypassed by the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipelines that go through the Baltic Sea. So Ukraine earns about $3.5 billion a year based on the transit fee of those pipelines that are currently in place. So Ukraine's making money from Russia moving energy to Europe. Germany needs the energy in Europe. The UK needs the energy. Spain, France, Italy, Sweden, they all need this energy. Russia needs the export money in order, because that's one of the main exports of Russia, obviously, is energy exports. So isn't it true, Steve, that war would be financially devastating to all these players? You know, no one wins in this except Joe Biden controlling America. Is that an accurate assessment?
Well, that is an accurate assessment, Mike. But even more than that, Joe Biden is truly a puppet. The globalists, and I believe literally, Lucifer's, and people have got to understand this, you couldn't have as many people, heads of government that are declared Luciferians, doing the same thing at the same time, unless there was a global puppet master. And every single one of the ceremonies that the EU has been involved with, that the EU promotes, are always occult-based. They honor Lucifer. They honor, if you will, the God of forces, which Daniel the prophet spoke of. And now we're at a time, Mike, where they need this war. Because remember, these people want our stuff. Didn't Klaus Schwab, you know, the original grandson, in my opinion, of Darth Vader, didn't he want the abolition of all private property? And he made the statement, the time will come when we'll own nothing and be happy. Of course, he'll own everything and be more happy. So what we've got is we've got all of the mouthpieces, in my opinion, for Lucifer being supernaturally evil controlled, and that's the only way to explain where the whole world gives its power unto the beast, and basically the beast makes war on anybody that won't yield to him. Russia will not yield to the Antichrist at this point. Neither will China, because they're on record as saying the West wants their new world order. We're not going to let them have it. And meanwhile, what most people don't understand is there are already skirmishes. We're in a hot war, and by a hot war, we're seeing Taiwan actually taking out Chinese fighters. They made the statement, and the number would astonish most people. Japan is taking out Chinese fighters. India is taking out Chinese fighters. And Mike, the Indian-Chinese border, this is relevant, is so critical. So it's what I would call, we're beyond just identifying flashpoints. We're waiting for whoever puts the finger on whatever button. Because again, you mentioned fertilizer. What's interesting, one of the largest fertilizer companies in the world in Louisiana declared force majeure. And we have to deal with that term. Force majeure basically means something beyond their control where they can kill all contracts. Well, they did it at an interesting time. They did it at the time that farmers already are languishing. We can't get, I'm not a farmer, I'm speaking for them. We can't, they can't get parts for their tractors. They can't get fertilizer. And very soon they won't be able to get fuel. And then with all of the volcanoes, you know, 14 days, that stuff circles the atmosphere, actually even as high as the stratosphere. And all of that acidic particles of sulfur and sulfuric acid settles out and it's poisoning the ground. You add that with chemtrails, you add that with, and we'll get to it later, Samsung's smart dust. And I'm going to tell you that there is no more fictional ability to define the last days than the reality that now we encounter. And I would say this, not even daily now, it's hour by hour.
Let's talk about Russia's hypersonic missile technology for just one more segment here. You mentioned Mach 18, and I had not heard that speed before. You know, typical hypersonic missile velocities that you see in the media are Mach 5 to Mach 9. I had heard before they were experimenting with Mach 11 plus. If they have Mach 18, that's an incredible breakthrough. Now, what people need to understand is there are no defenses, period, that are functional against hypersonic missiles moving at these speeds. Number one, the radar tracking and computational response systems cannot react quickly enough. And secondly, the intercept missiles that might be launched by anti-missile systems, they themselves don't move at the hypersonic speeds that would be necessary to catch up with the hypersonic missiles. My first question to you on this, Steve, is we know that these hypersonic missiles from Russia, that they can carry traditional high explosive warheads. Do you have information on whether or not these missiles can be outfitted with low yield nuclear warheads?
Well, I have even better information than that. As of 48 hours ago, Putin gave the order to use his first strike hypersonic missiles with nuclear weapons, with nuclear warheads. And their favorite throw weight, Mike, is 25 megatons. Now, they have obviously less throw weight, meaning the amount of explosion and nuclear residue that would be left. But they're not playing games because, in essence, remember this, that Russia doesn't even trust China. And, you know, this buddy-buddy Z, and they show photo ops. China, and I think people obviously need to understand, China and Russia are already having shooting matches on Russia's border with China because China wants the fresh water of Lake Baikal, B-A-I-K-A-L. Just like China is trying to steal the headwaters of India up in the Himalayas in the Ladakh region, you know? So does Russia have battlefield-positioned hypersonic missiles at this time? Absolutely. Does he have them on submarines? Absolutely. Has Russia achieved something that the United States submarine, if you will, forces have not even considered? And I was told by someone who used to be a Pentagon, advisor, that the Pentagon had a hard time with the super squall torpedoes, which use hypercavitation, meaning they create an airfoil around the tip of the torpedo. But I was flabbergasted, literally in the last, you know, I guess you would say, 96 hours, all of the defense contracts that the UAE had with the United States for F-35s, all of the Saudi Arabian defense contracts in the last so many, you know, days, 4 days, Mike, $150 billion of weapons has shifted from the contracts of the United States government over to Russia. When Lion Biden gave to the Taliban $95 billion, with a B, dollars worth of stuff, and you see the Taliban wants to now become acceptable to the world and they want to have us release $10 billion. What Biden did was destroyed all of the goodwill. We have nobody else on our side now. And even NATO will play their hand to their benefit. So I hope people understand this, that were the largest arms market in the world was pretty much the Middle East. And now Russia has moved in with their S-500 systems. And by the way, this is kind of what I like to do with my spare time, you know, the minutes I have, is keeping track of weapons development also shifts the balance of power. And so the balance of military power shifted. And well, basically, our military is woke and going broke. And by broke, I mean they won't even admit the real threat. So you don't want to go up. If you're threatening some guy, Mike, and you're saying, I'm going to come up against your 50 caliber Modus machine gun nest, and I'm going to throw rocks at you, it's kind of a good, It's a good indication you're going to die. Because again, we don't have the ability. And the F-35s, they've already proven their vulnerability. The state-of-the-art missile cruisers, Donald S. Cook, have been stopped in the water. The F-35 that went off the British carrier had its controls taken over. And even our top electronic warfare planes are having problems when they get within a certain vicinity of anything that is the Russian borders, because all of their stuff is subject to the advanced electromagnetic warfare. And our Pentagon, you know, has notoriously just skirted the issue on that development. Doesn't mean they can't do it, but they didn't. And so, all the cards are stacked against us.
Thank you for watching 2022 Battlefield America, brought to you by Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv. We are free speech platforms, and you are free to not only speak your mind and post your own videos on Brighteon.com, you're also free to repost this video series on your own channels or other platforms. Just give us credit here at Brighteon.com so we can continue to create more amazing docu-series videos like this and bring them to you free of charge. Also, I provide a daily podcast update that's also free. It's on Brighteon.com each day, Monday through Friday. It's under the channel HR Report, which stands for Health Ranger Report. And there I bring you a detailed analysis of the most important news items of the day and how it's going to impact us as we try to navigate and survive this global war against humanity that's being waged right now before our very eyes. Just go to Brighteon.com each day to find that podcast, and also check out the amazing lineup of live shows and hosts each day on Brighteon.tv. And there we have Pastor Leon Benjamin, and we have Ann Vandersteel. We've even got Patrick Byrne and many other hosts who have shows, amazing shows, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. That's free of charge, streaming on Brighteon.tv. Finally, we also have free downloadable audiobooks you can get right now. There's no charge. You can download the MP3 audio files to your local device or computer, plus a downloadable printable transcript in a PDF document that you can get for free. One book is called The Global Reset Survival Guide, and another one's called Survival Nutrition. These books are filled with extremely valuable life-saving information, and they cost you nothing. You can get them right now by going to naturalnews.com and clicking on the audiobooks link at the top of the page. More audiobooks are coming, by the way, including books about preparedness, survival, and the global warfare that now seems about to break out across our planet. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, the founder of Natural News. I'm known as the Health Ranger, and I'm going to do my best to keep bringing you information like this with amazing guests like Steve Quayle and others using this platform to help fight for humanity on Team Humanity, as frankly, we're fighting for our very survival right now in a global depopulation, genocidal, ethnic cleansing campaign that has targeted human civilization for extermination. Thank you for watching, and thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams. God bless you all. Take care.